This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want just by dialing toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can create the content on the front page of the website. All of the items, as you scroll down the front page that you see there, were put there by listeners just like you, and then voted upon by listeners like you, so you can participate. You do need a free Reddit account and a freetalklive.com account. You link those two accounts together in a very simple process, and from that point on, it'll be easy for you to vote on and submit stuff right to the front page at freetalklive.com. Ian here with you in the studio this evening.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Johnson, you're a pretty big video game player, probably logging more hours than I do on games. I actually haven't played any games in a number of weeks. But
actually, that's about where I'm at.
Is that right?
So, yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about, for those of you just tuning in, PCGamer.com has an article about a tournament that is being put on by a group that is apparently trying to become, have video gaming recognized as a legitimate sport. This is their reason for having separate competitions for males and females. They're calling themselves the International Esports Federation, and they're putting on their sixth world championship in, what did you say it was, Azerbaijan?
Mark? Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
It's funny, I think I'm actually subscribed to a YouTube channel about a StarCraft YouTube channel by a Finnish guy. He's this guy Loco. And he's like, what I love about these the Finnish people is the accents. This guy's like, okay, you need to do your build. And it's like, he's got this very strange accent. And he's like, okay, right. You know, it's like, it's like a very bizarre.
So this organization had some pretty lame excuses. There's actually the story at PCGamer.com has been updated a few times. Since they posted it, there's been some upheaval. There's been some upset. People have been giving feedback, including the
Internet let them know how they felt.
Yes. Yeah. So the folks over at PC Gamer wrote them a couple of questions about their stance on male-only tournaments, and their responses were as follows. Regarding promoting female players, they say, we know that esports is largely dominated by male players, and female players are actually a portion of the overall player base. By hosting a female-only competition, we strive to promote female gaming on a global scale. So the suggestion being that they didn't have a female-only genre or rankings or whatever, that therefore there wouldn't be as many females in the competition, and so the suggestion sounds like they don't believe females are as good as males.
Right, that's what
I was about to say. They're trying to say that the females suck.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, let's give the girls a chance so they compete against themselves, is what they're saying, which is essentially what it is with any other sport out there.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a famous tennis match between, I can't remember which who it was.
Female?
Billie Jean King, maybe.
Okay.
And maybe McEnroe. I'm not 100%
sure. So there was an intersex tennis match.
Yeah, there's been more than one. And as I recall, the woman won at least in one circumstance. Nice. Probably not overall.
I bet McEnroe was really angry about it, too.
What's that?
I bet McEnroe was really angry. I don't know if it was McEnroe.
I think it was somebody else. I'm not 100%.
He was trademarked for his anger. Like, he would always throw things and shout and curse.
He didn't like losing to anyone. I don't know how he would necessarily. But I'd have to look at the history on it. I'm really just, you know, pulling from my memory here, and I can't remember the specifics. It may not have been McEnroe at all. But nonetheless, this is a sport where women can compete, but I think men still have an advantage.
What are you talking about, tennis?
Yeah, tennis.
Okay. International standards is reason number two, they say. IESF is very close to getting esports recognized as a true sport. Now, by the way, I'm sort of correcting their English and not really correcting at all as I'm going through here. This is clearly written by someone from South Korea, perhaps, who is not necessarily really good with English. So they're treating like it true sports like it should be. Part of that effort is to comply with the international sports regulations. For example, chess is also divided into male slash female leagues.
Now, I think chess has, you know, as weak of a standing to be divided, other than the fact that it has heritage. You understand, like, chess has been being played a very long time. Video games are relatively new.
Well, PC Gamer has a rebuttal for this, by the way. To point number one, there isn't a Hearthstone competition for women. So remember, the original point of the story, in case you're just tuning in, was that the competition has four games for men, two games for females, and only one of the games is crossed between the males and the females, meaning that there's a male StarCraft and there's a female StarCraft. But the other games are all different. And Hearthstone is one of the games for the males. So, of course, the suggestion being that for some reason females can't play certain games or won't be allowed to play them. And Hearthstone is essentially a card game. You know, I mean, so even if you were to argue that men should be better on a controller because of their physical prowess, which would be a ridiculous argument to make, and not even they are making that argument, at least not openly in this case, I don't imagine that would apply at all to a card game, which would likely be not as fast-paced as, say, an action shoot 'em up.
They just can't think that strategy as well as the boys can.
See, I don't know. In terms of strategy games, I watched the last StarCraft World Series online because you could watch it. And they really did it up. They're like, okay, he's going in. You know, they're like doing the announcement. I mean, it's like, it was crazy. It was like, oh, wow.
Commentary.
This is my thing. It's like, oh, I really enjoy watching this because it's like not a NFL, but it's, you know, it's got the same kind of feel to a football game. You know, but I can relate to it. Yeah.
Football player.
So it was interesting. But actually, in that World Series tournament, I was rooting for the one of the female players who came, I think, like three steps away from winning the whole thing.
So this was not one of the IESF groups, then? There's some other group? Of
No. This was the StarCraft, I think Blizzard itself.
So again, to their point here, there isn't a Hearthstone competition for women. And the excuse of the organizers was that, well, we want to separate women out so they can be more noticeable. Because there aren't as many women, but now they're not even allowing women to play Hearthstone.
Well,
in that case,
so let's. I just looked up something here that's kind of interesting, and I was looking up gamer demographics just to see.
Female gamers have expanded over the years.
Yes, they have, and they're about half and half.
Is it now really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Interesting.
Oh yeah. It's been for a while now. Many years. It's been about 50.
Because I was going to say I thought that they would really lessen the competition for women by making a women's league. Right. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just wrong.
However, it depends on the game.
Okay.
So I'm looking at different games. So, like, for example, if you're talking about a game like Bejeweled Blitz, that game is played by 75% females.
This is a puzzle game, correct?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like little gems that fall
down.
Which means
they're smarter than guys, because guys are just shooting a bunch of things running around, that, you know, anything that moves.
I don't know.
Call of Duty is 92% male.
Uh-huh, that makes sense.
And 8% female.
Yeah, Call of Duty being a first-person shooter, I believe.
Right. I imagine you could probably separate colors of cars out by male and female, too, though. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know what the colors are, but a seafoam green likely more often goes to women than to men. And by age demographics, too.
Farmville was 67% female, 33% male. Texas Hold'em Poker is 67% male, 33% female. So, you know, it just depends on the game. There's a couple of the other games it listed here, but I just found that this is from an ESA study from Escapist Magazine here, which is a gaming magazine.
Another rebuttal here to the points made by the International Esports Federation, or whatever they're calling themselves. Yeah, that's what it is. IESF. So not only do they not have a Hearthstone competition for women, who are only allowed to enter StarCraft II and Tekken Tag Tournament contests, and segregation has historically proven to be a pretty poor basis for promotion of equality. To point number two, we're unsure to what international sports regulations the IESF are adhering to and why separating men and women would, quote, get esports recognized as a true sports, unquote. The chess example is odd because while there is a separate competition for women, women can enter the World Chess Championship and compete against men. Just ask Judith Polgar. So their claim that there's separate competitions for men and women in chess wasn't entirely accurate. Women can enter the World Chess Championship just like men. And then finally here, another update from them on Facebook suggested they were absorbing feedback. Quote, in the last hours, we've received lots of feedback from you regarding the IESF 6th Esports World Championship, particularly regarding the male-female tournament division. They go on to thank people. And then later, the final update on the story is they ended the male-only tournaments, and they made it so anyone can enter the male-only tournaments. And they kept the female-only tournaments as well.
That makes no sense at all.
So that's a good, it's, you know, some good news. They responded to market feedback.
Good news? This is sexist against men now.
We'll come back to more. 8:55. I'd rather watch girls play anyway. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. We've been talking about discrimination in the world of video games, but we can go on and discuss whatever happens to be on your mind. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, coming up, Google and the right to be forgotten as is being imposed by force by the High Court in the EU. We'll give you an update on that story. It was an outrageous story when we had originally reported it here on Free Talk Live. The hosts in the studio tonight include me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com.
We're going to Chicago.
That's right.
Yep, just coming up real here real soon, July 19th and 20th. For the North American Bitcoin Conference. And it's going to be probably one of the biggest Bitcoin conferences that you've experienced. Now, this is, I know the guy who puts on the North American Bitcoin Conference. He also put on the one in Miami. Everything went very well. There's another organizer that puts together Bitcoin conferences that people have critiqued in the past. We've actually never been invited to any of theirs. So, you know, maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't.
This is the good conference.
So, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be all kinds of folks there. Roger Ver, who I'm looking forward to seeing. He's better known as Bitcoin Jesus. Charlie Lee, the guy who created Litecoin, is going to be there. Tony Gallippi from BitPay. They're one of the largest companies that allow businesses to accept Bitcoins. They make it, if you've got a big business, BitPay is one of the ones to call. Trace Meyer of the Armory Wallet, they're going to make sure your Bitcoins are secure. Peter Smith of Blockchain.info. Blockchain is probably the largest Bitcoin-related site out there. So check them out. Lots of folks that are sort of tertiarily related to Bitcoin, too, like Jeffrey Tucker of Liberty.me and Philip Filipkowski of the Peace Action Network. And, of course, Ian and I will be there doing interviews. Get your tickets at BTC. That's the abbreviation for Bitcoin, BTC. BTCChicago.com. You can pay in Bitcoin. BTCChicago.com. It's going to be the Chicago McCormick Place South Building, July 19th and 20th, BTCChicago.com.
Nathan's with us in Texas via Skype on username LRN.FM. You can Skype in just like Nathan has. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hi, everyone. Hey. I think hell's frozen over because first Michael Dean went to Porkfest, and now you're talking about esports and StarCraft on Free Talk Live.
Well, we've talked about video games a number of times in the past on Free Talk Live, but go ahead.
So I wanted to talk about the IESF thing you're talking about.
International Esports Front or Front Foundation or something like that.
Front of
Federation.
The
it was Federation.
So first off, let me preface this by saying it's their league, it's their rules, and they're all lot of gaming leagues and tournaments out there. So, on that basis, I think you can just say that they can make their own rules, even if I disagree with them.
Sure, sure. And so, they've now changed their rules, which were discriminatory towards against women. They've now changed those rules due to market feedback. Now, IESF, I mean, you said there's a bunch of these organizations. Is there like an NFL of esports, as they're calling themselves? Is there the NFL of video gaming or the NBA of video gaming? Is one like larger than the others? The WWE?
Does a league stand beyond head and shoulders above the other leagues?
Yeah.
Well, not to my knowledge. Okay. I mean, there's MLG that I was a big fan of last year, and there was
Major League Gaming.
I'm sorry to call it MLG.
Major League Gaming.
Is that what it stands for?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a big fan of it, and there was a female competitor named Scarlett who was playing in the MLG.
That's who I was talking about rooting for.
And she got to almost fourth place, I think, which was kind of disappointing. You know, I was rooting for her that she would place higher, maybe beat the guys, but
she beat lots of guys.
Yeah, about the segregation thing, though, I mean, it's silly to not let, in my opinion, not let females also play Hearthstone because, you know, it's a card game like Magic.
Well, what if it was not a card game? What if it was some other game that was more strenuous?
Yeah, I don't care if they're poning zombies in the head with, headshots. I don't care.
Nathan? Oh, he just hung up. I think we were having some connections difficulties there with Nathan.
I think he was shocked by the idea that women might want to play a zombie first-person shooter.
I think Johnson plays a zombie game with some ladies.
I do.
So toll-free number, 855-453.
You know, they're ladies. Just some dude that has decided
really,
to call
you know, there are actually a lot of women who play this script. A lot.
However, I would warn people on the internet not to simply read this someone's name and assume you know their gender.
It's no. This is, you know, a lot of the games, especially nowadays, have voice chats along with them. So you're actually in a voice conference with a lot
it
of
It gives you
games.
A better chance. I'll admit that.
It's actually voice gaming conference software that we use at LRN.FM to import a lot of our show audios.
Which one do you use?
TeamSpeak. We used to use Mumble for many years, and we're using TeamSpeak now. And it works very, very well. You get a high-quality voice with very, very low delay. This TeamSpeak software, you can download it for free and set up rooms where your friends can join in, and you can yell at each other.
And just for fair play, we haven't mentioned Ventrilo is another one.
Another competitor. There you go. So, video games. If you've got anything else to say about it, you're certainly welcome to 855-450-FREE. Apparently, there's a hurricane or something out there. There's like lightning outside.
Yeah. I'd like to point out that Free Talk Live takes talk radio so seriously that we don't mind sitting right in front of microphones during thunderstorms.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope that there's some surge protectors or whatnot. I know it probably won't completely protect.
Direct lightning strike is not going to be stopped by anything.
Yeah. Okay.
For the most part.
It's going to jump right through your face.
Right through your microphone into your mouth.
Awesome. Thanks. Yeah. That's great.
All right. So let's. Oh, you know, since we were talking
about the headphones, so it'll go through your,
Probably through the headphones.
Let's hope it's mercifully quick.
By the way,
our ratings will skyrocket. Three of us die right here.
You only need one to die for real, you know, like news hit.
Understood. I hope that one of us is able to carry the torch, because if both you and I go at the same time, Ian, it wouldn't necessarily be good for the Free Talk Live business model.
Coindesk.com reporting on Bitcoin. The news recently, I think yesterday, was Newegg has finally decided to start taking Bitcoin, which is very exciting. We've talked about Newegg for a number of years here on Free Talk Live as a great location to go and get computer parts. In fact, we have like a little a commission program, affiliate commission program with Newegg, where we get 1% or something like that. It's a small percentage. For anybody that goes to shop.freetalklive.com, you can find the links to Newegg Canada and Newegg US. But I don't know if Bitcoin purchases will benefit Free Talk Live. I have not learned about that. I don't expect that they will. But regardless, I did go to Newegg today, and I did place an order with Bitcoin. So, yay.
Just a little thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually ordered some new hard drives for one of our audio servers here. But in other Bitcoin-related news, Expedia recently announced that it would be accepting Bitcoin payments on the 11th of June. So it's not quite been a full month for Expedia. Now, Expedia is kind of like a Travelocity sort of website with travel things, hotels, airline, as I understand it. Honestly, I've never been to the site, but as what I understand, it's a fairly popular travel website.
They have commercials.
Speaking to CoinDesk, Expedia's Executive Vice President of Global Product, Michael Gulman, declined to release firm figures regarding the total Bitcoin sales the company has seen so far, but has reported that they have exceeded their estimates. Quote, "We did some estimates based on the size of Overstock and the size of Expedia and came up with our own estimates of what we could expect, and we are meeting and exceeding those." So, very good news for Bitcoin.
I like Patrick Byrne's move of like reverse incentivizing other retailers and vendors to accept Bitcoin by offering discounts to them.
I love that too.
And faster pay, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll come back with more here. Toll-free number is 855-453. Whatever you want to talk about goes here on Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. We'll talk about this right to be forgotten's ridiculous idea, as is being forced down upon Google and probably eventually other search engines and who knows what else over time, which will basically allow and is allowing people to contact Google to say, I think this search result should be removed about me. And we'll get back into that here. We'll get into it because we talked about it several weeks ago. But I want to also tell you about passports for Bitcoin. There are a lot of reasons why someone like you might want a second passport or to even renounce your citizenship. Last year was an all-time record for people renouncing U.S. citizenship, and it's done all over the world. Whether it's governmental intrusion on privacy or protest against foreign policy, to protect your wealth, avoid pointless regulations, onerous taxation, or as a refuge, you may want to get a second passport or change your citizenship. Check out the St. Kitts program at passportsforbitcoin.com. And obviously they take Bitcoin, and is another way that Bitcoin can offer you more freedom. Passportsforbitcoin.com. Go and check it out. Toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Join us also via Skype at username lrn.fm. It was several weeks ago now that the EU International Court, or whatever they call themselves, they only really control, I think, the EU territory.
Right.
So the High Court in the EU heard a case out of France, I believe it was, where a guy was complaining because his – if you search his name on Google, there's stuff that comes up, like legal cases that he'd won ultimately or something like that, like things he didn't want associated with him anymore when his name would come up on a search. He won this case where essentially the court came back and said, yeah, if somebody wants something removed, then you should remove it, Google. And there were certain stipulations on, you know, what would the requirements be of getting something removed, and I don't remember offhand what all those were, but it was pretty outrageous. It was like, basically, if something's bad, you can have it removed from the internet, and now Google, rather than do what I'd hoped they would do, which was exit those marketplaces, that's what I would like to see happen, because if they shut down all their offices in France and wherever else...
Actually, what they're doing is also kind of good.
All right, good, I want to hear about this, because what I had heard was that they were doing it. I'd heard that they were actually complying with people's requests.
And that's what's really good. You'll see.
Yeah, I want to know about this, because that doesn't sound good to me, Johnson. So where's the story from?
The story's from Wired.
Okay.
And actually, let me ask you this. Who do you think the first class of people are going to be to utilize this?
Politicians.
Yep.
Oh, I would have guessed computer hackers that just went through a list of names and spammed Google with every name they could find in the phone book. Remove me.
That could be amusing, too. Well, the article starts out, the recent European Union ruling that granted citizens the right to be forgotten from Google's search results is morphing into a nightmare for the web giant.
No kidding.
British news organizations are reporting that Google is now removing links to some of their articles, including stories that involve the disgraceful actions of powerful people. On Wednesday, BBC Economics editor Robert Preston said he received notice from Google informing him that a 2007 blog post he wrote on ex-Merrill Lynch CEO Stan O'Neill would no longer turn up in search results in Europe. Meanwhile, The Guardian reports that it received automated notifications on 6 articles whose links would be axed from European view. These included stories on a scandalized Scottish Premier League soccer referee, an attorney facing fraud allegations, and, without explanation, a story on French office workers making Post-it art. In some ways, Google is just following the EU's dictates. The company fought the EU on the right to be forgotten issue, but it now has no choice but to implement the ruling, which the court says...
What must be a tremendous cost.
Right.
Because just the idea that you would have to respond to these requests, you need some sort of human response.
Right.
Because shouldn't they have to, at the very minimum, identify the requestant?
Right.
How do you prove that, you know, joe@email.com is actually Joe Smith in Arkansas?
Right. Well, it goes on to say...
I guess Arkansas wouldn't qualify. Right. Was Joseph Smith...
Belgium.
In Belgium, yeah. Right, there you go.
So it says it now has no choice but to implement the ruling, which the court says applies to where the information is inaccurate, inadequate, irrelevant, or excessive. By that standard, these takedowns...
Read that one more time. Okay. Inaccurate, inadequate.
Yeah, sure. So it now has no choice but to implement the ruling, which the court says applies where the information is inaccurate, inadequate, irrelevant, or excessive. By that standard, these takedowns would seem to overstep the letter of a decision ostensibly intended to protect the reputation of individuals, not censor news. But the issue, see, so Google's like going, oh, okay, we're going to take it full bore.
Take it all down.
Yeah, we'll take it all down. You want to be forgotten? You're gone. You know, they're not going to
Google's disappearing people from the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, you want to be forgotten? You're gone. You know, they're not going to just like, you know,
no internet for
willy
you.
Nilly.
Interesting.
So the issue for Google isn't just freedom of speech or freedom of the press. The right to be forgotten decision is calling unwanted attention to the easy to forget fact that one way or another, fallible human hands are always guiding Google's seemingly perfect search machine.
Mm-hmm.
The right to be forgotten decision is calling... Oh, sorry. They repeated their line in the article. The BBC, BBC's Preston writes that the removal of his post could be an example of clumsiness on Google's part in the still early days of its efforts to comply with the EU's judgment. Maybe I'm a victim of teething problems, he writes. It is only a few days since the ruling has been implemented, and Google tells me that since then it has received a staggering 50,000 requests for articles to be removed from European searches.
That won't be a problem to deal with, 50,000.
Yeah. This means that things may get less censorious. But in the meantime, the fiasco is chipping away at the gleaming edges of Google's brand. The removal of links to one article may be a blip, but the steady accumulation of removed links, especially to quality journalism written in the clear spirit of public interest, starts to erode the trust and the reliability of Google search results. Now, anyone who does a Google search, even for the article mentioned above, will have to wonder whether they're getting the whole story. And anything that suggests compromise, lack of transparency, or incompleteness in search results plants a seed that starts to undermine the idea of what a Google is supposed to be.
So it kind of sounds like they're blaming Google for this.
Yeah, they are. But let's say this, though. If that right to forgotten ruling, does that just apply to Google, or does that apply across the board? I mean, do these other search giants have
That's a good question. I don't know if it applies to the others. Presumably it does, at least the ones that are doing business in Europe.
Right.
Which is why I would have liked to have seen Google shut down their offices entirely in Europe and just say, all right, fine, well, you know.
We're going to treat you like China.
Right. European users can still use our service. We're just not going to hire anyone in Europe anymore, because that's what would make it so the European Union would have some sort of crux, some sort of way to operate against.
They can't do that, though.
Why is that?
Because they would have to shut down their service. The whole point is that their service is available in Europe and that...
I don't have offices in Europe.
Sure, I was using Google Indonesia here in New Hampshire just recently.
Right. But what I'm saying is that this right to be forgotten supposedly applies to Google in general. I mean,
it's only in the EU, as I understand it.
So what, google.eu? Is that where the...
I don't know. Yeah, if you are searching from the EU, I believe you are able to... you will be the ones who are subjected to this.
Right. I mean, I suppose that they could just not, have offices there, but I don't know how that would affect the fact that this judgment is against them as sort of like an international corporation. I mean, I guess they could just say, we're not going to be following your laws. But
How could they enforce on Google if they're not physically in the jurisdiction?
They would have to do a firewall just like China did. You know, when Google left the country, they essentially say no one in China can use Google.
Is that true?
Now. Yeah, I mean, Google was voluntarily
censoring for China.
They were. At one point. Then they changed their mind.
Really?
And said, no.
I have not heard that news.
They changed that policy a long time ago. They said no. And then.
So now China is blocking Google.
Pretty much. Yeah. And I think it's also kind of they're very nationalistic over there, so they kind of voluntarily.
I think that would be better for Google if Google were to leave Europe. Obviously, we're talking about the realm of pure speculation. It doesn't sound like they have any plans to leave Europe. Yeah. But if they were to actually physically leave, shut down all offices in Europe, continue operating, and then if Europe, the EU, were to block Google, that would look really bad for the EU.
Yeah, that's what I agree. That's what should be done. I think they should... fire every single Google employee in Europe. You want to move out of Europe? We'll give you a job someplace where they let us do search engine stuff, because that's what we are. We're a search engine company. And
that would have been the strong move.
Then let the, anybody in Europe, that let the judges choke on their decision for a little while.
Toll-free number is 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of these airwaves. The number 855-450-FREE. And that is brought to you by ProXPN. Because privacy matters online and you should do something about it. Because it's up to you. Unfortunately, you can't expect your internet service provider to protect you. In fact, your internet service provider is probably one of the worst offenders. They're probably capturing every website you visit, every search term you enter for as many as, in some cases, 5 years. And, of course, holding that information so law enforcement or anybody else who asks real nice might be able to access it.
You think they ask nice?
Who, law enforcement?
Yeah.
If they don't have a warrant, they'll ask nice. Yeah. And they'll probably get what they ask for.
Usually.
So you can stop that from happening by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Download their free software. It's Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android devices. It'll work. There's different software for all of those. Linux users, setup's a little different for you, but you can get it working as well. It's actually pretty simple. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, grab the software, and get started and try it out. You can do that for free, but then when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you can do it for $5 a month by using our discount code to save 20% off the price of the premium account if you buy the annual plan. That's what breaks the price down to $5 per month for great privacy protection. Basically, ProXPN is a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data. So use code FTL20, that's FTL20, at proxpn.com/FTL. You, with their premium account, get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to which you can connect, and you can privately torrent as well. You get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online surfing habits. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL20. That's proxpn.com/FTL.
Yeah. I'm sure this is how they ask nice. The way that they ask nice is probably like, oh, we need to see what's on your computer. If you cooperate with us, we can help you out. We can make things really easy on you. I mean, where your cooperation will be reflected. And if this has to go to court and we have to deal with this, you, absolutely, if you cooperate. So just show us what's on your computer. It'll be
That's more of a way they would ask an individual.
Sure.
If they were to ask a corporation, you know, they would send an official sounding letter from on police letterhead, simply requesting the user information or whatever it is they're looking for. You know, they might use some sort of statement like, if you just go through with this, we won't have to get a warrant. But I think they'd probably leave that off, just hoping that the official looking paperwork would be enough to get a response.
Often it is.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We've got James in Arizona on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Yeah, speaking of video games, anything you get better at the more you drink and smoke pot is not a sport.
Oh, you don't get better at doing video games if you drink.
Yeah, definitely not. I've played with a lot of people, and the more drunk and stoned they get, they just become retarded.
James, well, you want to share?
If you didn't think
it, you have personal experience with this, James?
It was a joke. But speaking of video games and Fat Man and little Game Boy, you know, AC likes to post things on your Facebook page.
Who?
Well, I don't know.
Fat Man and
Angel
Little
Clark?
Game Boy.
If
AC,
it's on Facebook,
Aaron
on Facebook.
Clark. Well, you happen to Free Talk Live likes this. Mark, you brought up something fascinating yesterday. You mentioned Rush Limbaugh. Somebody who I admit, when I was Fat Man, a little Game Boy's age, I quit listening to Cold Turkey because I hate liars. And when he was talking about the Clintons having Vince Foster murdered, I had about heard enough of him. And I never listened to talk radio ever again.
Did he make that accusation?
Yes, he did. And it was a long time ago. But I hate liars. And I hate when Ian, I can't stand my neighbor, America's roughest sheriff, Joe Arpaio, who he yesterday, or was it the day before, suggested is a slinger.
A drug slinger, Joe Arpaio, America's toughest sheriff.
Can you name the person, by the way, on the public? Oh, of course not, but you'll make the suggestion the drug dealer.
Actually, he's
of
dead anyway, not. So it wouldn't matter.
I don't know what we're talking about.
He's talking about the thing that the thing. All right, hold on, James. I'll put you on hold. So what he's talking about is my allegation that Joe Arpaio, that I heard from somebody who might know, that Joe Arpaio, the so-called toughest sheriff in America, is actually, in point of fact, a drug dealer.
It sounds like a wild accusation to me. Now, the town we came from, this wild accusation was made about the sheriff, too. The really
It was Brainerd Manatee County Sheriff.
Yeah, the difficult part about...
I believe that as well, Mark.
I heard it from a lot of people,
I've got to say.
But the problem with these accusations is you're never going to get the truth.
Very rarely.
Rarely do you get the truth about whether or not the sheriff is slinging drugs because, I mean, they're the ones who are going to get away with it.
Yeah, he's protected. Go ahead, James.
The truth is, Mark, I could walk to his house and be there within a few minutes if I ran there, and I would confront him to his face and get the truth out of his fat effing mouth if it were the truth, but it's not.
Wait, it would be a minute if you walked with you and he ran?
Yeah, stop it.
You think you could just go talk to Joe Arpaio at his house and get him to admit to being a drug dealer?
I believe the man.
I know where he lives.
Let him talk.
I'm not a man that thinks I'm making like Fred Phelps meets Ferris Bueller at a Memorial Day ceremony and carrying a peace flag makes you a rebel. I'm the kind of person that confronts liars, thieves, and drug dealers to their faces and tells them to quit what they're doing or I'll ruin what they've been doing for the rest of their lives. That's the kind of man
I am. There's nothing wrong with being a drug dealer, James.
Oh, really?
There is if you're in power.
I think that being a drug dealer makes you a moral moron, and somebody that is a client manager is wasting their life and is ruining other people's lives by doing that. But I still want to
say why being a drug dealer makes you a moral moron?
All I need to take a look at is you, Johnson, or a bunch of the wasted people at Dorkfest this week to see that drugs ruins lives, literally.
Do you realize that you're talking to somebody who's a teetotaler? I don't even drink, bro. So maybe you need to take back that dumb thought.
I had to put him on hold. Go ahead, James. Your last chance, James. Go ahead.
Did you just drop the F-bomb on me?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
I said I had to put you on hold. I said I had to put you on hold. Go ahead, Mark, James. That's because you accidentally talked.
Back to Rush Limbaugh.
Goodbye. Nah, no more of that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There were plenty of drugs at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it was an incredibly safe affair. Drunk people, guns, all in the same place, people tripping, and everybody got along. I didn't see a single fight or any sort of startings of a fight.
I got to say that I think that sooner or later something's going to happen. All those open-carried guns, all those people with mind-altered substances. I think it's a matter of time. The question is, how are we going to deal with it when it does, and I think it'll be interesting.
Well, there was somebody who went pretty crazy last year, and I think it was due to alcohol, maybe lack of sleep.
I did see the startings of a fight, actually.
Oh, really?
Almost occur. Actually, this gentleman had taken way too many mushrooms and started screaming about how he was God and how he was the universe, and he was the universe, and the universe is endless, and everything is amazing, and he's running around screaming, and he, as he was doing this, just like screaming and running around, he ran into someone's tent and took out this guy's tent.
Did the universe have a gun?
What?
Did the universe have a gun?
I don't know.
Well, he said he was the universe. I want to know if the universe had a gun.
Oh,
I didn't know.
We are talking about armed people.
I don't know that he had a weapon on him or not, but he was kind of just carried away by the security there at the event.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, you know, had him sober up, and we helped the gentleman whose tent was taken down, put the tent back up. But I mean, there was no
apparently
real. It almost became a fight, but it wasn't really. The guy just kind of held him down and was like, get away from me. You know, like, you need to get out of here. Because this guy's so messed up, and he can't even communicate.
I got to say, if you're going to bring Wit back on off of hold.
You're talking about James in Arizona?
I'm sorry, James in Arizona. I'm used to calling him Wit because that's what he called in earlier on. It's difficult for me to change my mind. I should be calling him James. That's what he wants to be called. If you're going to bring him on, don't talk over him. Let him talk.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking over James.
Were.
James was talking over Johnson, and so I wanted Johnson to be able to say what he had to say without someone listening, having to listen to a bunch of crosstalk.
I'll put James on hold
whenever I damn well please.
At one point, all three of you were talking at the same time.
That's right. So I put James on hold so we can actually discern what was being said.
You did it just before you dropped him.
Well, I put him on hold multiple times,
during that conversation.
And I brought him back. I gave him a chance to continue speaking, and he wanted to
accuse
me of dropping the F-bomb or something like that.
The instance that I'm referring to happened just before you dropped him, so no, you didn't put him on hold.
I got rid of him. I had put him on hold, and then I brought
him
back, and then I gave him a chance to say something else, and he accused me of dropping the F-bomb and wanted to go and talk more about Rush Limbaugh, and I'd had enough.
I can't imagine how this guy thinks that you don't listen to him.
We understand that Mark does not like it when people turn off people's microphones.
Yes. So you're welcome to have James on as long as you want, Mark, whenever you're hosting the show, but I'd had enough of him. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on the air and talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. If you're interesting and you're not rude and talking over top of people constantly.
How about you have the capability of having a conversation?
Yeah, if you can have a conversation and, like, pause for a little bit and let someone else speak, it'll go better. We'll have you on for longer, usually, etc.
It's a real challenge.
James, apparently it is. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He, by the way, called the studio line multiple times yesterday.
You're making an accusation.
We'll have more on the
Presumably.
Story.
More on the way here in moments. Hour number three is on the way. This is Free Talk.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.